First things first, quick little update on channel business, then we're gonna get into Chris Cuomo. First, I'm gonna mess around with my camera equipment this weekend, try to start filming in HD. I know a lot of you guys have commented about this in the past. This is not an equipment issue. When I've tried filming in HD in the past, I've run across a myriad of problems. I think most of the issues had to do with my old laptop. I haven't tried since I bought this new laptop, I don't know, 6-8 months ago. So I'm going to work on that this weekend. Hopefully by Sunday or Monday, I will be in HD. Second, I am about to completely overhaul the design of the channel in terms of the graphics and the video overlays. I had a successful YouTuber reach out to me a couple of weeks ago offering to help me, so I took him up on his offer. The aesthetics, the thumbnails, the look of the channel, all things that I don't like doing. I always went into this with the mindset of, if my content is good enough, people are going to watch. Now, I still believe that, but I feel like I do need to make some design changes, some upgrades to the channel. So we're going to be working over the next few weeks on that. But let's go ahead and get into Chris Cuomo. A couple of weeks ago, I told you guys about the exciting return of Chris Cuomo. Ooh, lonely men across America, they achieved instant boners. I cannot wait for the Chris Cuomo Project. As a lonely virgin on Twitter, nothing excites me more than a middle-aged man not wearing a shirt with a massive cucumber in his mouth. Chris Cuomo started calling himself a free agent, meaning no one in the mainstream media was willing to give him a job. It's one thing to be a free agent like Tom Brady, where every team in the NFL wants you and you pick where you're going to go. It's completely different when you're a free agent like Chris Cuomo or his brother in failure, Keith Olbermann. When you're a free agent of that status, no one gives a fuck about you and you accept whoever is offering woke welfare. Now, that doesn't mean that Chris Cuomo and Keith Olbermann don't think they're a big deal. Both of these birthing persons, they are living in a world of delusion. Now, I will say, Keith Olbermann is far more delusional than Chris Cuomo. But Chris Cuomo has his moments. Any 50-year-old man who constantly takes shirtless selfies or posts pictures like this to Twitter, they inhabit a planet the rest of us cannot imagine. Like I told you a couple weeks ago, this right here, this is Chris Cuomo's woke mating call. Hey there, Trevor. Come visit me in my mansion in the Hamptons. I will give you a nice view of Manhattan that you'll never forget. Chris Cuomo doesn't premiere on News Nation until the fall, but he launched his podcast about 3 weeks ago. Just like Keith Olbermann, Chris Cuomo ranked at the top of the charts for about a week. Now, I looked through his Twitter feed. I couldn't find any evidence of Chris Cuomo bragging to the world about this. So I guess he is less delusional than his brother, Keithy. Like I explained to you guys the other day, when a new podcast is launched, especially when it's featuring someone in the mainstream media, hosting platforms will automatically push it to the top of the charts. Analytics don't matter. Viewership numbers don't matter. It automatically gets pushed to the top. Takes 2 or 3 weeks for the algorithm to figure out where it will rank. Check out this ranking for yourself. Now, the reason it starts around July 20th, Chris Cuomo released a short 1-minute trailer of what his handful of viewers could expect. The podcast didn't officially launch until July 28th. Now, as you can see, for about 2 weeks, he remained at the top. Then he got slapped in the face with the reality cucumber. When we were talking about Keith Olbermann the other day, Chris Cuomo was still ranking in the top 50. Here we are just a few days later. He's fallen as far down as 71, and today he ranks 63rd. His YouTube channel is even worse. Look at this shit. Now, you gotta remember, this dude has been having A-list guests, Sean Penn, Andrew Yang. Chris Cuomo has been pulling big names on his show, trying to get people to watch. How in the fuck is he being beaten by a dumbass like me in his bedroom studio? On paper, it doesn't make any sense. Chris Cuomo has over 2 million followers on Twitter. I have 700. Chris Cuomo has millions of dollars to promote his brand. I spend zero. He's been in the media for 3 decades. He's the son and brother of 2 former New York governors. I'm sure he has endless contacts, endless people he can bring on a show to gain recognition. I don't bring anyone on here by design. It's just me. why can't Chris Cuomo draw an audience? If you look at his reviews on Apple, he has 4.8 stars. I think he had something like 400 reviews, all given by lonely men, hoping to be the next recipient of his woke mating call. How could someone who at one point was drawing 2 million viewers on CNN, how can he go from that to drawing less than 200,000 in 3 weeks here on YouTube? If I had to guess, it all boils down to authenticity. Or in the case of Chris Cuomo, lack of authenticity. People know Chris Cuomo isn't real. When he started this push to get back into the media, he told his lonely male followers that he was done with partisan politics. "Greetings, lonely men. Stop looking at my bare chest and listen to my words for a minute. I am done with partisan politics. I am free from the restraints of the mainstream media. Going forward, I am giving you the truth." What's one of the first things he does on his new disaster show? He talks about January fucking 6th and how Donald Trump encouraged this tragedy. He acted horribly. "Oh, I still lose sleep over the fact that Nancy Pelosi was awakened from her drunken stupor by a maskless white man asking for an autograph." I don't think most people care what Chris Cuomo says about January 6th or that he's even talking about it. We've heard his opinion on it 1,000 times. I don't think anyone expected it to change. But when you tell people that you're different, when you promote yourself as being different than you were in the past, when you tell people you're no longer about partisan politics, then present them with the same bullshit, it ruins what little credibility you had left. Oh, and it gets even better. The inauthentic bullshit, it gets even better. He follows that up with a very special episode. "I know everyone is living in fear right now. A new disease is sweeping America." Some people were hoping he was talking about the woke fungus. Maybe Chris Cuomo really has changed. Maybe he's seen the light. Perhaps he will be the first person in history to be cured of the woke fungus and live to tell about it. Sadly, that wasn't the case. He wasn't talking about the fungus. He wasn't trying to revive the COVID. Although my sources tell me he tried, but deacons at Woke United Methodist, they wouldn't let the Fauci lizard out of his cage. Chris Cuomo was warning his audience about a much scarier disease. Monkeypox! Monkeypox? No fucking wonder no one is watching this garbage. Do you know anyone worried about monkeypox? I damn sure don't, but Chris Cuomo is scared. Oh, he's so scared. Watch for yourself.
When I was a kid, the scariest thing that I had ever heard of was initially called something named GRID. Do you remember GRID? Are you old enough? I hope not. If not, Google it. Google GRID and AIDS, and you will see it was the original name for it, gay-related immune deficiency. That's what HIV was dismissed as early on. The gay plague, people would call it. And in less polite company, what was the suggestion? As obvious as it was ugly, this is what they get. This is the price for their sinful lifestyle, unclean, unnatural. Now they're going to get this for it. Gays were blamed for HIV the same way. The talk started the same way this monkeypox stuff is. This time, I actually believe it's more egregious. Here's why. One, we've been through it before, and we should have learned, but we didn't. And two, scientifically, monkeypox has nothing to do with sexual transmission. We don't know that. It's not designated as an STD. Comes from close contact, yeah, but not necessarily sexual contact. Look it up. So we didn't learn, and we're doing it again because of this temptation to otherize.
They make it too easy. I swear to God. They make it too easy. Now, I'm not old enough to remember GRID, whatever he called it, GRID. So I did learn something from Chris Cuomo, but I got a question. If you're not down with the butt bongo, why in the fuck would you be worried about this? Was this a subtle woke mating call from Chris Cuomo? Was he telling his lonely male followers, I play a straight man on TV, but I'm really a switch hitter. Slide into my DMs. I'll bring the cigars and cucumbers. All kidding aside, what he's trying to convey here is that the mainstream media is treating monkeypox like the AIDS epidemic. Apparently in the 1980s, people thought you could only contract AIDS by having a round of butt bongo with someone like Chris Cuomo. Over time, doctors learned there were numerous ways to transmit the virus. The problem here is the connection Chris Cuomo's trying to make doesn't exist. The media treated AIDS like a full-blown epidemic. Millions of people were actually scared about it. It was a huge media story. Who the fuck's talking about monkeypox? I know when it was initially discovered, some media outlets related it to the butt bongo, but seriously, do you guys ever hear about monkeypox? Do you ever hear or see any stories about it? No one cares about this virus or disease or whatever the fuck it is. The CDC website, they haven't updated their monkeypox case count in 3 days. And here we have Chris Cuomo pretending it's a media-driven attack against gay people. This is what I'm talking about with the lack of authenticity. This dude's not real. You can't trust anything he says. The country is starved for authenticity right now. You look at who is successful on this platform or in podcasting in general. Vast majority of cases, it's people who are authentic, people that people can trust. Joe Rogan, Jake and Logan Paul. They might be authentic dumbasses, but at least they're authentic. I don't always agree with Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, but at least I believe they believe what they're saying. I don't feel like they lie to their audience on purpose. Would you put Chris Cuomo or Keith Olbermann in the same category? Chris Cuomo premieres on News Nation this fall, paying him $1 million a year to boost ratings on the network. Right now, I don't think News Nation has enough viewers for Nielsen to measure their ratings. What I do know, bringing in Chris Cuomo ain't the solution. I don't even think he will give them a spike when he debuts. If he can't draw an audience on YouTube, what makes you think he will draw an audience on a cable news station most people haven't heard of? Well, let me know what you think. Chris Cuomo launches his podcast, falls flat on his ass. For someone of his stature, I think his YouTube numbers are downright embarrassing. What do you think? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.